The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. This is Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And today's show is all about sleep. Are you getting enough? Can you get too much? Are there tricks to sleeping? Your quality of sleep? We're going to get all this information, lots of information today. Suzanne, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. You know, I just haven't been getting enough sleep lately. And I guess I just dozed off. You know, sleep deprivation's really a huge problem. Now, what did you say the show was about?
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop it. And you got to be careful. You better be careful, not get sleepy. By the way, you have that new Snowball microphone. How do you like it?
I know. I love it. I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell I'm going to be able to know how to use it, but that's okay. We live, we learn, we try to reduce our butts and to stretch ourselves beyond our comfort level. I mean, that's what it being aging but dangerous is all about, after all. So today in our dirty little secrets, I think the big question about today is, are snitches out there and our undercover agents, have they been sleeping on the job, or is this week, is that part of their job? Get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today, is sleep. We've got lots of little tidbits about sleep that affect every one of us every day. And then we're moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview, and today we have Candace Nadler. She is a licensed psychologist, and believe me, you will not sleep through this interview.
That's right. It will not be a snooze, I can tell you that. We're also going to talk about how you can win three fabulous prizes in our new contest. There's going to be a drawing at the end of this month, and we'll tell you all about that.
And here's a hint about our last segment. Dream Weaver. Dream Lover?
Dream Lover. Bobby Darin! That's a Bobby Darin song.
California Dreamin'.
Beach Boys.
Wow. Dream a little dream.
Dream a little dream. Okay. Mama Cass. Is that right?
That's right. Dream Baby.
Oh, I can just hear it. Dream, dream. Roy Orbison.
All right. This one. Dream, dream, dream.
The Everly Brothers. I love the Everly Brothers. So I know, and I love that song. It just kind of puts me over the edge. So if anybody out there ever has a date with me, they can play Dream, Dream, Dream. And it just seduces me or something. I don't know. Anyway, I love those songs. That's my era.
Yeah, all of our eras. Okay, everyone, go to our website at www.agingbutdangerous.com to check us out.
That's right. And there's so much about sleep. I think that's the overwhelming thing. It's kind of like you go, blah, blah, blah. But there is so much information. And the thing that I was really stunned with was how sleep deprivation really endangers us. I mean, totally endangers us. Because so let me give you a little information here. 17 hours of sustained wakefulness, which means being awake for 17 hours, leads to a decrease in performance that's equivalent to a blood alcohol content or level of 0.05%.
Woo.
I know. And And after 5 nights of partial, just partial sleep deprivation, 3 drinks will have the same effect on your body as 6 would have if you had slept enough. So, I mean, you could get in the car and be, you know, really tired from being up a few nights and have 3 drinks, which, of course, you shouldn't be driving anyway. I know that's a big rule of yours, isn't it? But, okay, so anyway, it's really dangerous. And men are much more likely than women to drive while they're drowsy. I think women say, no, I'm not driving. And men are, like, kind of gutting it out. And they're almost twice as likely as women to fall asleep while driving. Like 22% of the men interviewed said they had fallen asleep while they had been driving, and only 12% of women.
Hmm.
That's a big stat.
Yeah, I would think it would be just the opposite, maybe.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I always got very sleepy driving. I don't know. I just...
Well, okay, remind me to not... When I see, I could pull over. But, okay, so 1 in 5 commercial pilots, which is 20%, admit to having a serious error, which meant a near mishap due to sleepiness. So every time we get on airplanes, it's like, it's crazy.
That would be very, very scary thinking about that. I would like to not think about that. We're going to talk about the REM, the rapid eye movement sleep. And this is so interesting. The continuous brain recordings that led to the discovery of REM sleep were not done until 1953. I mean, Suzanne, that was only 60 years ago. And wow. It was done partly, they waited that long because the scientists involved were concerned about wasting paper. Isn't that bizarre? That sounds so bizarre today. But dreams, once thought to occur only during REM sleep, which is that rapid eye movement, also occur, but not as, you know, at a lesser, you know, extent. It doesn't occur as strong, is in non-REM sleep phases. It's possible that there may not be a single moment of our sleep when we are actually dreamless. So that means we are dreaming like almost all night. And I wonder why we can't always remember those. And they also say, you know, REM dreams are characterized by bizarre plots. And the non-REM dreams are repetitive and thought-like with little imagery and obsessively returning to a suspicion that you left your mobile phone somewhere, for example. Like, you know, you dream of something. I always dream I'm late for class, like I was back in college and I'm late for class. So, I mean, it's just bizarre.
And one of the things I forgot to say before is that in 1989, when the Exxon Valdez had that oil spill in Alaska, and the Challenger space shuttle disaster and the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown, those have all been attributed to human errors that were where sleep deprivation played a role. Is that crazy?
That is crazy. But another thing that I thought was really interesting, too, was that anything less than 5 minutes to fall asleep at night means you're sleep deprived. The ideal time is between 10 and 15 minutes, meaning you're still tired enough to sleep deeply, but not so exhausted you feel sleepy during the day. That was so interesting.
Yeah, plus, you know what? You can have an orgasm, a real true, like real orgasm at night sleeping, and it's just like when you're awake. I read that too.
All right. You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover, and we have uncovered them, and we will share that with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We will be right back.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as 2 simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Loam and Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And we are talking about sleep, getting those Z's today. And, well, you know, I am such a sound sleeper and I'm so blessed. And I remember one time when I think my parents were visiting me in St. Louis, and there was a storm siren right outside my window, and they are excruciatingly loud. And there was a big like tornado that night, and the siren went off, and these shutters I had just sitting in the window blew on top of me, and I was sleeping on an army cot, which you know is not very comfortable, and I was sound asleep. They came in, they were like, oh my gosh. So I almost sleep too soundly.
Well, that is bizarre, but we are going to hear more about those kinds of things. We have with us today Candace Nadler. Candace is a licensed psychologist focusing on education and research and promoting wellness through a healthy body and a healthy mind. And Candace is currently doing workshops and seminars. Candace, welcome to our show.
Thank you. And Suzanne, you are quite the lucky woman, yeah, because 7 out of 10 Americans are not getting enough sleep, and 40% report at least occasional insomnia. So you are a very lucky duck.
Well, Candace, what are some of the good things that happen to us when we are sleeping?
Wow. I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm sleeping, not much is happening. I'll skip a little bit because I want to be productive and I want to do a lot of things and I want to accomplish a lot. But what neuroscientists are discovering currently is that sleep is actually the master regulator of our health, and that up to 700 genes are affected when we don't get enough sleep. There are all kinds of magical things that are happening in our brain. They've done tests with students, and they've tested them to learn some material, then get a good night's sleep, and then retest them. And then they've had another group of students learn some material and then take a test a few hours later. The ones that have the sleep interval get consolidated learning, and the learning goes much deeper, and they do much better on the tests than students who don't have the opportunity to let all that great information seep down and let your brain really put it into your neurons and really learn it at the deepest levels.
Well, that is very, very interesting. What can we do, Candace, to enhance our quality of sleep? Is there something we can do to make our sleep better?
Well, I mean, it really kind of boils down to a whole lifestyle. Kind of eating a good nutritional diet, avoiding caffeine afternoon, especially if you have insomnia. Avoid the caffeine. In the evening, be careful with your alcohol and nicotine consumption. Exercise is fabulous for helping you really recharge your clock.
Okay, exercise at night?
No, not too close to bedtime.
Okay, because I've always heard you shouldn't exercise at night.
No, you can exercise at night, but not too close to bedtime. I think if you have trouble with sleeping, avoiding naps, having your diet could have more protein in the morning, and if you're going to have carbohydrate, that would be a good time before bedtime. A little warm milk, a little anything with tryptophan in it is really going to be helpful. Another thing is really keeping your sleeping room is for sleep and sex. I knew that would get you girls excited.
Sleep
it's
and sex.
Not for using your computer. It's not for doing video games. It's nothing. It's not for watching TV even.
Even reading a book?
Reading a book would be okay.
Okay. All right.
Anything with blue light, keeping your sleep space so dark that it feels, you know, I think a good thing to think about is that what was it like for farmers 100 years ago? Now, they were probably really good sleepers. They got up with the light. They went to bed with the dark. They got lots of exercise during the day. They had a lifestyle that went with the circadian rhythms of the light-dark cycle. Today, we have a thing called social jet lag that is really disruptive of our sleep patterns. We stay up to watch Letterman, and then maybe we have an early morning meeting. So we don't get the long going with the light darkness thing in our life. And in Minnesota, a lot of people have trouble with sleep when they're not getting enough light during the day.
Mm-hmm. What about wearing those masks when you sleep? Because you're really in the dark. That always was intriguing to me.
Having a very dark room is really helpful. And for people who have trouble sleeping, a white noise machine has been, mm-hmm. research has found, is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times I'll see the light, and my husband, I'll say, that light bothers me. And he'll say, well, how can it bother you when your eyes are closed? But I still see some light. So
yeah, I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah. So what about sleep medication? What do you believe in that, and what is some of the best ones? Because people are always talking about that.
Right. Well, I am not a physician. I'm a psychologist. But I just went to a workshop with Christine McEvoy, who is a sleep physician at Health Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And her recommendations really echoed everything else that I've heard recently. Unless you're having an acute sleep problem, like you haven't slept for several days and you're in real trouble, in which case I would recommend you see your doctor right away, that to avoid medications. She said that Ambien and some of Ambien in particular has side effects that it's even connected with mortality, an earlier mortality. And the thing that people don't understand when you take Ambien is that it interferes with your natural sleep cycle. So you may not be getting the REM and other natural cycles that will make your sleep effective.
So it's really better to just kind of do it on your own.
Right. Right, and you can talk to your doctor about doing melatonin. Mm-hmm. That is one that Dr. McEnvoy recommended, and I've heard that from others.
Mm-hmm. I have, too. I've heard that was good. Well, is a woman's sleep different than a man's?
You know, women have more, they need more sleep, and they get less sleep because of rollover load and because of hormonal things. So some women need to talk to their physicians about if they're really having trouble checking their, whether they may benefit from hormone therapy, and that may help their sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm. Just real quick, tell us about travel and sleep.
Yeah.
How do we catch up on that?
The same thing kind of holds with not too much alcohol, having a lot of hydration, and it is not generally recommended. The melatonin is the over-the-counter medication of choice. And I think getting right on local time, go with the sun. I guess the main bottom line here is, think about the sun and the cycles of the sun and get your body in tune with the sun and the darkness.
Well, Candace, thank you so much. It's wonderful information. That was very intriguing. Now, if you want to reach Candace, she can be reached at her email address, which is candacenn@minn.net.
That's correct.
And thank you for being here today.
Really fun. And have a good night's sleep tonight.
Thank you. Coming up is How to Win Great Prizes on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. So don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
So we are really excited to share information with our listeners. And, you know, in return, we would like for them to share with us what they, if they have people that they like to, that they want to share with other people, like Angie's List.
Yeah, like a little mini Angie's List.
Right. So if you have a product or a service that you would like our listeners to know about, contact agingbutdangerous.com and we will check you out. And if you vet out, you'll be one of our dirty little secrets or maybe even more.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back. It's Aging But Dangerous, Sissel. And we have some information for our listeners.
All right. Lunch, lunch, lunch. How would you and two of your friends like to join Suzanne and I for lunch? We really, really are a lot of fun, aren't we, Susie?
We are.
It's at Tiger Sushi, and it's extended through March. So be sure and go to our website and sign up.
And then we have a drawing, not only for a car detailing, which this time of year is, oh my gosh, so important because we've got all that salt and sand and crap in our cars. But we also have a second drawing that's provided by Epic Automotive in Hudson, and that's two tinted windows. So all that will be drawn for the end of March, and so you still have some time to go sign up and win some pretty nice prizes there.
And to sign up for our big monthly drawings, go to www.agingbutdangerous.com.
And go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and like us.
Suzanne, let's talk about our triathlon. It's coming up August 25th in Maple Grove. And we are so excited about it. We need three people that can swim, run, or bike. And we've got to get them signed up really quick, so we want to hear from people. It's a relay triathlon, which is really important for everyone to know. So whatever you're the strongest at, you can do that segment of the triathlon.
Right. You won't be sleeping through that baby, will you?
No, no, no. And it's called Dare to Try.
Yes, I love that. Dare to Try. All right, dreaming. The good, the bad, and the ugly, because that's what dreams really are. You get a lot of variety. And now I want to ask, are you a daydream believer?
Well, yes, I am. Remember, do you remember? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
And you were, and I think the monkeys nailed it. They must have known you. The monkeys must have known you because you were a homecoming queen, weren't you?
No, I was running for homecoming queen. I didn't win.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yes, yes.
Have you gotten over that?
I did get over it. At the age of 73, I am over it.
All right. Well, good. Well, we found out a lot of amazing information about dreaming. I know you touched on some of it earlier, so... what else?
Well, one of the articles I read was, it says, you know, why do we dream? And Sigmund Freud thinks that we dream to fulfill our wishes. Wouldn't that be nice? Like you were telling me the other day about not dreaming about not having any clothes on.
I used to dream that I was either naked or I did not have a shirt on. And what is that about?
Well, it says, Sigmund Freud thinks that we dream to fulfill our wishes. Evidently, that's something that you wish you could do. others say that it's just a side effect of rapid eye movement, that's REM. However, Deidre Barrett, who is a Harvard psychologist, revealed in 2010 that our slumbering hours may help us solve puzzles that have bothered us during the daytime. So if you're dreaming at night and you are coming up with something, then it's something that could have really been bothering you, which does happen to me. I think that's very true. So the visual And the logical aspects of dreams make them perfect for out-of-the-box thinking that's necessary to solve some problems. So does that ever happen to you? Where you have a dream and it's kind of like out of the box, and then the next day it's like, oh yeah, that made sense.
Oh, tons of times I've solved problems. Well, the other thing I read is that, and this will be a real shock to everyone listening, men dream about sex more than women.
Well, how about that? That's hard to believe.
Surprise, surprise. But a woman, a psychologist in England named Jeannie Parker, she found that women's nightmares could be grouped into three categories. One was fearful dreams, where they were being chased or threatened or something. And then the second one was loss of a loved one. And then the third one were dreams where she was confused. So it's kind of interesting that women's nightmares and bad dreams would fit into those three categories. I can't remember, I just can't remember. I do dream about going to the same house all the time. I mean, I have a dream house I live in, but I don't want to say too much or my kids will have me committed. They're looking for a reason anyway, so.
Another thing, did you have something else that you were going to talk about? Okay, because another thing that I found out was that violent dreams can be a warning sign. I hate to even talk about this because this is what happens to my husband. Nightmare, when you have nightmares, and it's called REM sleep behavior disorder, and it causes people to act out their dreams sometimes with the violent thrashes, kicks, and screams, which is what he does. Oh, it gets so scary. And they say that some of these violent dreams may be an early sign of brain disorders down the line, including Parkinson's disease and dementia. This is so hard for me to talk about. And that is out of the Neurology Journal, July 28, 2010. The results suggest that the incipient stages of these disorders might begin decades before a person or doctor knows it. So that is some pretty scary stuff right there.
Well, that's totally creepy. Well, we could talk about this forever, but tell us about our swarm. We've got a great swarm coming up.
We have a fantastic swarm. We are going to learn about Labyrinth. Did I pronounce that right? Labyrinth. That's so hard for me. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Labyrinth. I think you left the N at Labyrinth.
Anyway, this is a spiritual tool often used for calming, relaxation, answering questions, and gaining spiritual insights. And we're going to learn all about this tool, and it's going to be at the Carondelet Center in St. Paul, part of St. Kate's, and it's Wine and Munchies, 6 to 8. It's going to be very, very interesting. So come join us.
What's the date?
The date is March 21st.
Okay, so March 21st, Maddie's my son's birthday, and plus the nuns, those guys have a whole new pope. This is an exciting time, but this is not a Catholic event. This is so multi-denominational, but we love those nuns. They're amazing people.
Yes.
So we hope you come and join us, and thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous. Sweet dreams.
Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world. Here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.